In recent years, the advent of AI has led us down winding paths, albeit virtual, that mimic the educational field trips of old. These digital excursions offer more than a glimpse into the world. They offer comprehensive and immersive experiences. Yet, the tangible embodiment of AI breakthroughs, self-driving cars, are facing a literal trial by fire. Some view these acts of destruction as a profound statement against a future careening out of control, one in which humanity's grip on the wheel of progress is loosening. The motives behind setting self-driving cars on fire are as complex as the algorithms that power them. It is a vivid, albeit misguided, protest against the erosion of human labor and autonomy. However, such destructive behavior is not only illegal but counterproductive, stymieing the vast potential benefits that come with self-driving technology, including mitigating human error on roads, increasing mobility for those unable to drive, and reducing transit-related stress. Turning to arson only fans the flames of fear and misunderstanding rather than fueling a constructive conversation about the transformative potential and accountability of AI. AI field trips materialize experiences beyond classroom walls, harnessing the power of machine learning and virtual reality to transport students to historical battlefields, under the sea adventures, exploring coral reefs, and to the vast reaches of space, all without students leaving their desks. These trips don't just stand in for reality, they bolster it with layers of data, interactive simulations, and access to global experts. Students can now engage with curriculums in an unprecedented fashion, challenging the very notion of education as a stationary quest for knowledge. Such technology invites questions about the passivity of learning and breathes dynamic, if not revolutionary, potential into pedagogy. The educational system is being beckoned towards an inexorable transformation, one that expands horizons without the exhaust fumes of a traditional school bus. We find ourselves at the crossroads of innovation and trepidation, the decision to embrace AI's promise or to retreat into the shadows of reactionary skepticism is upon us. This is the moment to foster an understanding of AI's role within society, to ensure technologies like self-driving cars are integrated responsibly. Incendiary acts only serve to burn bridges that connect the public to the noteworthy advancements these technologies offer. It is incumbent upon us to engage with AI from a place of informed skepticism, exercising caution and discernment without sacrificing curiosity and open-mindedness. As voices in the wilderness call for retribution against perceived threats, we must remember that progress is shaped by our willingness to engage with the unknown, tempered with wisdom and foresight.